How sad is it when a respected senator of South Carolina, Tim Scott, is bashed in the media for speaking his own words, his history and his experience in a press conference after President Biden's speech to Congress? They go as far to say he is a Uncle Tom, which is a racist term used primarily in the old days. The media, which has been seen to be non-racial, is way off base with this attack on a black man who serves his state and fights for the rights of not only black and white but the poor and middle class. This makes me think about what has happened in the past that everyone has hurt in some way. Let's take a deeper look at the United States past. Who is this guy? That's right, Abraham Lincoln. He abolished the terrible and horrible practice of slavery, which was great and awesome, but it crushed the South economically because they had built their base on the use of the labor. Didn't have slaves. Who is this guy? Civil War general for the South, yes, Robert E. Lee fought and commanded a force against the Union, but at the same time he was not a fan of slavery. In fact, it is said that he abhorred slavery. Unfortunately, he did have a small group, but is said that the slaves were in a paternalistic environment. Who is this guy? Have you seen him before? His name is Anthony Johnson. He was a freed slave, acquired some land in the South, and what happened? He acquired slaves. Not saying this is right, but even someone who wants lives as a slave becomes a owner of slaves. I don't know if he was a nice person or a dick, but he did what everyone who had land and needed it worked. Cause and effect. I highly doubt when he was in the field as a slave working, he was thinking, boy, I can't wait to own my own kind to do this same shit for me. He was just a product of the environmental. So was this guy William Ellison O, and so was this lady. Marie Thiers, she has a really good backstory, you should search her name, it's a good read. What I am trying to get at is the United States has made its fair share of fuck-ups, but since the end of the Civil War, the fight for civil rights led by Martin Luther King Jr. and many others brought about great change to the laws. By the 70s, race played a role, but not as deep as it once was. Time has healed many thoughts and ideas of the past. Contrary to what the media would have you believe, we are not all racist, we are not all friendly, we are not even close to perfect, but at least we have recognized the past and try to learn from it. The more the media tries to put a divide in people, and as for that, this current administration is the same. It's great that Biden brought in Harris as VP, but looking into her past, there isn't any real merit that she should be VP, maybe something else on his staff, but that will have to be for another blog. Anyway, it is shameful to say the least. Let people move on, stop bringing shit up that only offends and pisses people off. By the way, I nominate Tim Scott for the Nobel Peace Prize because he is standing up for what he believes. If he ran for president, I would vote for him.